Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center Live. Today, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson at 888-888-1717. And, a few weeks ago, we were talking about irregular people in your life, dealing with these difficult people who are just sort of irregular. And boy, did we get an outpouring. And on that program that day, I talked to a 70-plus-year-old dear saint, a listener, Diane in Arizona. I said I wanted to have her back live today to talk about this, but I want you to hear what she said. And really, it comes down to really asking the question, can I divorce my adult children? Wow. Take a listen.
My husband and I are in our 70s, and we have three adult children, ages 50, 48, and 38. When they were in their teens, one of them 13, one 18, and the other 23, they rebelled and turned to a different lifestyle. And then all down through these years, just many, many, many hurtful things have been happening. And we're at the point where we're wondering, is it ever okay to, they only call when they want to check to see if we're still alive or if we have a physical need. There's no emotional bond or connection at all, and has not been since their younger years. And so we are at the point where we are wondering, is it ever okay to just like say something to them, like, is there a way that we could reassure you that we're okay physically, and then just not have anything to do with each other, because it's so hurtful every time we have any kind of contact.
Wow. Diane, we're going to get to you in a moment. We're going to try to get her on the line. We promised to talk to her live today, see how she's doing. I will tell you what, though, on that program, it evokes so many responses. Not only in the direction of, is it okay to divorce my adult kids, but listen to this. Nicola from California called, really asking, is it okay to divorce my parent? Powerful. And this is intentional living. And by the way, I'd love to have you join in. Maybe you've learned some things about this, on this journey together. How do you do this? 888-888-1717. Here's Nicola.
I am at an age where, 41 years old, I just cannot take my mother's abuse anymore. And I was brought up in the church and scripturally. And one of the things that antagonizes my spirit is that I'm supposed to honor a mother who is awful to me. Awful beyond expression. She has stolen from me. She has gotten in trouble a million times. I've had to bail her out of jail. I've had to go to court with her, facing serious prison time. She's been homeless due to gambling. I've invited her in my home, and she just disrespected it, and it has not stopped. And I'm to the point where I don't have any respect for her. I find myself not even praying for her anymore. And I was told to love your enemy as you loved yourself. And my own mother is my enemy. And honor your mother and father, so your days shall be long upon this earth. How do I honor a mother who is so hateful, jealous-hearted, envious, evil, lies, steals, abuses mentally, emotionally, financially? I can't do it anymore. And I don't know if I can even pray for her anymore. I am exhausted. I don't want her in my life at all. And that troubles my spirit.
God bless you, Nicola. Listen, being real, this is real time here, intentional living. Life is a daily decision. How do we live? We're Christians. If we're a follower of Christ, we know what the Bible talks about, tells us, instructs us to honor our father and mother. Boy, we get a lot of questions about that. Talks about relationships in the family. It talks about turning the other cheek. All these things that we know the scripture teaches, and yet you're caught up in these very difficult, emotionally charged relationships with people that you love in your family, your parents, your kids. How do you negotiate this? We're going to get Diane live on the line here in just a moment. When we come back, you're welcome to join in. 888-888-1717. This is Intentional Living.
Honey, can you run a couple of errands for me?
Where?
The pharmacy, the deli, and the car needs gas.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
That's a lot of places to go. Across town, through town, around town. I wish things were more like the Intentional Living mobile app.
Now I'm really confused.
It's everything Intentional Living, all in one place. I downloaded it from my app store, and it's got links to web resources, podcasts, shortcuts to Intentional Living on Facebook and Instagram.
That's great! Let me look at your phone while you run those errands, hmm?
This will make your life a lot easier. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Minute. Here it is, stay sharp. You know, it says in Ecclesiastes 10:10 that if an axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then it must use more strength. I mean, that makes common sense. Have you ever tried to use an axe or a saw or any sort of sharp object when it's dull? It takes so much extra work to do the job that it was intended to do. So for a practical matter, every day learn something new, you know, to stay sharp. Whatever career that you have, whatever goals that you've set, learn something new. Read every day, listen every day, grow every day. So here's one thing, school's never out in life. Learn something new today and put it to work in your life. And when you do that one thing, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
That's the Intentional Living Minute. You just heard it not only on the radio, but on Facebook page as well, on video there, streamed. And if you'd like to hear it again, or if you'd like to share it with someone who might need to hear it every day to get a word of encouragement every day, just go to our facebook.com/intentionalliving. That's facebook.com/intentionalliving. And by the way, when you're there, you can also sign up and have it sent directly every day to your email, and we'll be happy to send it to you. Every day, an intentional minute on video and audio to encourage you in your journey. The lines are jammed today. Very provocative and difficult topic, really talking about divorcing parents, divorcing kids when things are so difficult. And as believers, we know there needs to be boundaries in place. We know that we're to turn the other cheek, we're to love one another. And the Bible does speak to this. I'm going to give you in a few minutes a biblical doorway to step into when you deal with these very difficult, almost seemingly impossible relationships. And we'll get to that in just a few moments. But as I promised, this all began a few weeks ago when we were talking about irregular people. And I talked to Diane from Arizona. She started today, you heard her call, 3 grown children at 40s and 50s. And Diane, as I hear it, by the way, welcome to the program, Diane.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate what I heard you say is you really wish they would, you know, at this stage, just kind of be out of your life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
Very hurtful, kind of confusing and, you know, with ambivalent feelings, some feelings of guilt that I even think that way.
Mm. Do you feel that way or think that way because it's, what, so difficult when you are connected with them?
Yes, very stressful and hurtful and feel betrayed all the time and get very depressed about all of that.
Mm. Have you sat down individually with your 3 children and tried to get through a breakthrough and what's the problem? What's the undercurrent that causes this issue?
Not really in that way that you just stated it, but we, my husband and myself, have talked to them and tried to reason our way through different situations. The middle one is just totally unreasonable. The youngest one has just totally abandoned us. And the oldest one just always is very supportive of the middle one. And so we just never get anywhere.
Mm. Well, it's very difficult, Diane, and that's part of today. We open up the phone lines, and I'm hoping that some of you calling are encouraging. Here's what you've learned. Here's what you've done. Here's some steps you've taken to kind of bridge over a very difficult relationship with someone that is close to you, maybe a parent or a child. And so that's what we're talking about today. So, Diane, I tell you what, I want you to listen in a little bit. We're going to get some more questions and calls and have you ride along with us and see if we can encourage you today as well. If you'd like to join in, maybe you have a word of encouragement for Diane specifically. We'll get you hooked up with her at 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. Let's go to Georgia, where Beverly's listening today with a comment. Beverly, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Go right ahead. What's your comment?
I had a difficult childhood because my parents were separated and divorced when I was very young. And as I grew older, there was a lot of painful circumstances. My mother didn't have any true natural affection for children, unfortunately. But as becoming a Christian, the Lord has led me to give her love that he gives me. And even though she might be undeserving, still, because Christ loves me and I'm not perfect, I'm compelled to love her. I don't love the sin, but I love the sinner, just like Jesus loved me. And even my children, I was determined that they wouldn't have that kind of home life or parents that I grew up in with no love and affection and the painful things that happened to us. Even as they grow older and they move away and they get their own lives, I don't feel like they owe me anything. I feel like I'm still the parent and they're still the children, and they call me when they need me and things of that nature. But because I love them, I don't expect anything from them because they're my children. And as they grow older, they have their own lives to live. And I just thank Jesus that they're independent enough to live their own lives and be happy. But there'll never be a day they won't be welcomed home, that they won't have a home to come to. Because Jesus called me to love my children. And even my parents, if they didn't deserve love, that I honor them through the fact of I wouldn't be here if it weren't for them. And I think Jesus calls us to love everyone unconditionally, even if they don't deserve it.
Hey, Diane, did you hear Beverly?
Yes.
You know, I think what I heard Beverly say, if I was reading this correctly, is that the expectations, well, you have to adjust them sometime. You at some point, Beverly, you had to simply say, hey, my expectations have to be completely changed if I'm going to truly love my kids, because what I may hope for or expect or think I need, I'm not getting, that only creates more disappointment. So you adjusted your expectations really to experience more joy and able to love your kids.
Absolutely. I love them unconditionally. If I never saw or heard from them again, I would still love them to my last breath.
How does that, when you hear that, Diane, how does that feel? How does that settle with you when you think about your kids?
I don't have a problem with loving them. It's just, what do I do with all the things that they do that are betrayal and that have caused some really serious problems for me? What do I do with those things as I'm in communication with them?
You know, I think about the scripture in the book of Romans, Diane. It says, Paul's talking about love here in chapter 12. Love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, and so on. He talks about the importance of love. But then down in verse 18, he says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And what Paul is telling us is as much as possible with you. See, it's not always possible to have a great relationship just because you want one. It's not always possible to live, quote, at peace with someone just because you want to have peace with them. And in your case, Diane, it seems to me that having boundaries in place, making sure that, and that's what I hear you talking about, putting boundaries in place to not allow your children to come in places where they're going to hurt you, drag you down, make your life more difficult. Putting those healthy boundaries in place seems totally appropriate, but to the extent that it's possible that you're leaving that door open. And I think that's part of what I heard coming through on the call today. So do you have contact with them, Diane, at all? I mean, are you in contact at all, or just when they call to find out if you're still breathing?
With one of the children, the youngest, we have no contact at all. He even changed his phone number so we couldn't contact him. The middle child, all contact, no matter what is said, always turns very negative. The oldest one is the only one that I can communicate with at all and try to
have a relationship where there's mutual understanding.
Hmm. Well, what is it? If I were talking to that son or daughter, why would they tell me they're doing this toward you? I mean, if you were being totally objective, rise, you know, getting above all of this, what would they be telling me? Not what you tell me, but what would they be telling me? Why in the world would I change my number not to call Mom or have Mom call me?
Because Mom interfered in a serious situation and asked a question.
Okay, so they would say Mom got too involved in our life, too nosy, asking questions, and so we've cut her out.
Asking just one question about one particular serious situation.
Mm. Okay, well, that can happen. You know, I've tell people to build relationship over a long period of time, but it can be broken just that quickly. One question, one action, sometimes even just one look can plant that seed that destroys. Okay, hang on, Diane. You're welcome to join in. Very powerful day today. We're talking about these difficult relationships. And actually, the question is being asked, is it okay to divorce a parent or divorce an adult son or daughter? 888-888-1717. If you just joined us, one of the comments that came in on the phone line from Nicola was powerful, as she really is asking a question about divorcing her mom, basically. I want to play it because we got Annette, who's live, wants to comment, give some encouragement, and we'll get to that. But first, let me play what we shared with you a little bit earlier. Here's Nicola.
I am at an age where, 41 years old, I just cannot take my mother's abuse anymore. And I was brought up in the church and scripturally. And one of the things that antagonizes my spirit is that I'm supposed to honor a mother who is awful to me, awful beyond expression. She has stolen from me. She has gotten in trouble a million times. I've had to bail her out of jail. I've had to go to court with her, facing serious prison time. She's been homeless due to gambling. I've invited her in my home, and she just disrespected it, and it has not stopped. And I'm to the point where I don't have any respect for her. I find myself not even praying for her anymore. And I was told to love your enemy as you loved yourself, and my own mother is my enemy. And honor your mother and father, so your days shall be long up on this earth. How do I honor a mother who is so hateful, jealous-hearted, envious, evil, lies, steals, abuses, mentally, emotionally, financially? I can't do it anymore, and I don't know if I can even pray for her anymore. I am exhausted. I don't want her in my life at all, and that troubles my spirit.
We'll be right back. Annette heard that call, similar situation. She has a thought how she's dealing with it. This is Intentional Living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
We did a program on forgiveness just a couple days ago, and we had people calling one after another. How do I forgive? I don't know how to forgive. I know I'm supposed to forgive, but I don't know how to do this. And I was thinking about the model of Christ forgiving us and what he had to do. And the first thing that happened when Christ put himself on the cross for us is he made a sacrifice. And I'm convinced that we can't forgive another person unless we're willing to sacrifice something. Forgiveness always involves sacrifice. When I've been wronged and you ask me to forgive you, I've got a sacrifice holding you accountable. That's an excerpt from this month's teaching. You know, as we talk about love habits of couples living on purpose during this February Love Month. And one of them is forgiveness, the power of forgiveness. I'm willing to forgive you. I just want to add to that statement I made about not holding you accountable. Well, I may hold you accountable, okay? What I'm saying is I'm not going to continue to linger there and keep bringing it up in the past, but willing to move on, even though there may be boundaries and accountability in place. Love Habits of Couples Living on Purpose. It's the coaching CD this month coming to all members, monthly members, those who support the Intentional Living family and are on this journey with us of intentional living. Or when you become a new member today, by the way, if you're not a member, very simple, come. Your life is so short, so is mine. Living intentionally is so much better than good intentions not acted on or unintentional living. It's not about perfection, but it's about making your life better, about what matters most, your marriage, your family, your kids, your finance, your health. Intentional living, your monthly support is making a difference, and you'll start receiving these monthly encouragements right to your home. Join today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com and click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Our staff, happy to talk to you and get you signed up to be a part of this journey with us. Okay. Thank you for doing that. If you just joined us here today, we're reflecting back on a very, very difficult topic about these irregular people. And what we heard was the irregular people, often sons and daughters and parents and those closest to you. And boy, we got real deep real fast in terms of what do you do when it's so deep and it's so painful that you feel like you need to divorce your kids or your parents. And Annette is on the line live, wanted to respond to Nicola, who is, just really upset and really just has right now no particular love toward her mom, that's for sure. Annette, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Randy.
You related to Nicola?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Like I was her. First thing I'd like to say is life would be so great if it wasn't for people. But, yes, I was in a similar situation. My childhood was with, my mom was just crazy like that. And growing up, the same thing, but she pushed everyone out of her life. She was an alcoholic and addicted to prescription drugs, and it was just horrific. But I can't help you. You get in this mother-daughter thing where you still you're in your 50s or 60s, and you still want to please your mother. You still want her to love you, and no matter what you do, and that's what I found myself in. And I finally, she got kicked out of hospitals and everything. No one would help her anymore. I said, come to my home, come live with me, against everyone's advice. Don't let your mom in your house. But I loved her, and I felt like I could make a difference. I had the Holy Spirit helping me. But it was horrendous. And I was going crazy. I was working 12 hours a day and trying to come home and take care of her. But her demeanor, the way some moments were so wonderful. I thought, oh, there is hope. I love my mom. Yeah. I could tell she loves me, but then it'd be horrible.
So what did you do?
I finally read that book, Boundaries. I didn't have any boundaries, and that's what I was lacking. So simple boundaries to start out with, loving boundaries, where, mom, please just don't smoke in the house because I have asthma and get bronchitis right away. And you can smoke anywhere else, but not inside the house. I'd come home in the middle of a work day, and she'd be smoking in the house, and a hole burned in the couch. And she got so upset. She says, I'm your mother. You can't tell me what to do. And I couldn't kick her out of my house. She had no money. I was supporting her. And it went back and forth and back and forth, but I thought I was going crazy. But I had to just keep myself intact.
Have to ask her to leave?
No, I couldn't. She finally said, you know what, I'm not living here with any kind of rules. I am going to move out tomorrow. I'm having movers come over. I thought, Mom, you don't have anywhere to go.
That sounds like a 16-year-old, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. Someone who's saying, hey, it's my way or the highway, and now I don't know what the end of that story is now, and we need to move on. I got a couple more calls, but you learned a lesson there. And I would say that in the process, as it says in Scripture, to the extent that it's possible, live with peace with everyone, as Paul says in Romans. But there are times where you have to have these boundaries in place. And sometimes bringing that kind of defiance into your home is destructive not only to you, to your life, your family, to your spirit. And so understanding this dynamic, this is really the kind of the extreme difficult end of this relationship that we can have with family members. Okay, Annette, I got to move on, but thank you. We'll be praying for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, appreciate it. Let me get Dawn on. Dawn wants to relate to Diane, who's been with us this half hour. Go ahead, Dawn. Diane's listening.
Yes, Diane, I only heard half of it, but what really was weighing on my heart for you, it's something that I had to do for myself with the situation with a parent, is to learn how to forgive. And when we hear forgive, we think we're doing it for them, that it's a gift for them, and it's not. It's a gift and a blessing for us, because Satan so desperately wants us to feel the pain and the hurt and the frustration, and he wants us to live with that. And once you are understanding what it is like to be in love with Jesus, and you've accepted him into your heart, and you can forgive that person, it's for you. It's letting go of that pain, frustration, resentment, and anger that you live with. And when I did that, I mean, truly was able to forgive. And it doesn't happen overnight. Please understand that. It took a while. But once you truly forgive, it is so freeing. Mm. It is so wonderful. And it just allows you then to be able to see that person for who they are. And it's almost like to accept it in a way, because it's not our judgment, it's his.
Mm. Yeah, because when otherwise we've
never been able to forgive.
Otherwise, we carry it all ourselves. That's a good good thought, Dawn. Very practical. Diane, can I pray for you and others who are listening today?
Sure.
I hope some of what you've heard today has been helpful. It doesn't solve problems quickly, but there's some principles we've heard today. You can't solve everybody else's problem. Sometimes you need boundaries to be put in place and maintain them. And as the scripture says, to the extent that it's possible, live at peace with everyone. So you're not responsible that you're always going to be at peace with other people. You can't be at peace unless other people are willing to be at peace. And so to be in a place where you love them, and even when you have to have boundaries in place, boy, we've heard some good things, especially you at the Dawn at the end here. Thank you for sharing. Father, I do pray for Diane, for everyone who's listening, who relates, for every person, young and old, who's going through these feelings. If they were to be honest, would say they'd love to get to a place where they could divorce that parent or that child, because it's just so overwhelmingly painful for them. I pray today that the spirit of forgiveness will move in their life, a spirit of boundaries will become a reality, and that they will find from day to day the strength to trust you and keep moving every day in surrender to you and love for that person, that irregular person. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've missed part of the program or want to hear it again on demand, the podcast is available on our Intentional Living app. Just go to your smartphone's app store and download the app for free today, okay? I'm Randy Carlson for our team here at Intentional Living. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.